Even the youngest kids bring an appetite to the table, and French teachers believe it's never too early to refine children's palates. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley explains in a letter from Paris.
When I dropped 2-year-old Maxime off at his public daycare near our apartment in the 15th arrondissement of Paris, delicious smells are wafting out of the kitchen. By 9 a.m., the preparation of today's lunch is well underway. Chefs Elisabeth Morel and Martine Bellot have been happily cooking here together for the last 14 years. A giant pot of apples and clementines simmers away on the stovetop, and cauliflower au gratin bakes in the oven. While Morel cuts up garlic and onions to season the braised lamb in fresh rosemary, Bellot peels tomato skins to fashion decorative roses for the pasta salad appetizer.
Ça donne un appétit, quoi.
It builds their appetites, and they love when we decorate.
Presentation's very important. Before tasting, you look, so when you see something nice, you want to eat it.
We try to use colors, too, white pasta, red tomatoes, green parsley. It's lovely.
The quality of the meals here can be quite a shock for an American. One day I picked Maxime up after he'd been sick, and his teacher told me, he didn't touch his leg of lamb or green beans. The thought of such a meal for a toddler made me smile. I remember talking to a French friend who lives in Alexandria, Virginia. She told me with great disgust that her preschool-aged daughter was served frozen, crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. In Paris, hot meals are prepared on the premises of each of the 270 public daycare facilities in the city. Nothing is mass-produced, ingredients are more often fresh than frozen, and the chefs try to use organic products when they can. Back at Maxime's daycare, the lunch cart is wheeled out of the kitchen to the tiny tables where my son and his classmates are neatly seated, wearing colorful terry cloth bibs. Teacher Virginie Legrand takes the tinfoil off the braised lamb and shows it to the children.
We serve each course separately so they can see what they're eating. Today, the main course is lamb and a cauliflower au gratin. I'll cut the meat in front of them while they're having their appetizer.
There's a general consensus today that the black olives in the pasta salad are not bon, but everyone gets a kick out of tasting a sprig of fresh parsley. Legrand encourages them to goût, or taste. The savory lamb is a big hit. Most of the kids eat nearly everything, and even if they don't, their delight in discovering the meal is obvious. More carrots, says Maxime. While the food is delicious, the meal is clearly about more than what's on the plate. When Ismaël wants to get up from the table, Legrand reminds him that everyone stays seated until lunch is over. The tots are encouraged to use their silverware, reminded to say please and thank you, and to sit up straight in their chairs. Sandra Merle is a dietitian for the Paris daycare system. She says it's important to start this young if you want to lay the foundations for a lifetime of healthy eating.
These lunches help children develop the potential to enjoy a proper sit-down meal with an appetizer, main plate, cheese, and a dessert while taking their time in a convivial atmosphere.
Merrill says children who have learned to take pleasure at the dinner table and follow the rhythm of a meal are less likely to become obese. As for Maxime, thank heavens for those preschool lunches, because thanks to his older brothers, at home he's already discovered Coca-Cola. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.